Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Green Comments for today, Wednesday, May 18th. Pretty much a risk-off day here today. July corn down 19.25 cents at 781.5. July wheat down 46.75 cents at 1230.75. July beans down 15.25 at 1662.75. The wheat at one point was down another 20 cents. We rallied 20 some odd cents in the last 10 minutes, so we didn't close quite as bad as we could have out here. The oil was down 294. That's mainly off of the crude oil. Crude oil broke from 115 a barrel down to 109 right now. That's a $6, $6.50 drop. It's been another 50 cents lower. That helped push the Dow Jones down 1,137 points currently. It's been another 30 points lower at one point here today. So certainly a risk-off kind of day. The bonds were one of the few things higher. It was up 1.5 points. The dollar was up 43 ticks back up to 103.85. But nothing really positive out here. The exports tomorrow expected to be 200 on wheat, which is a lousy number. Corn 975, which is pretty light. And the beans at 650, again, another light number. The sale this morning did nothing to help really the beans. The meal was $2 higher, but the oil really took a beating here today. The crush margins are certainly failing out here, so it certainly doesn't indicate a strong demand. But things have looked lousy before, like they do tonight, and then they've managed to come right back. Now, did somebody, buy the wheat 65 cents lower here today, late in the day? It's certainly possible. If you're looking for a bargain, that would have been a good one to buy. By chance, and I don't think this is really possible, if we were to open up 31, 32 cents lower tonight and leave a gap opening there, we would have a potential island reversal, but I think that's unlikely. Depending on where the Dow Jones closes and where crude oil closes, I don't really see that happening. But overall, not a great day, as I mentioned here. It's surprising, the Kansas Wheat Tour yesterday came out with a 39.5 average on the first day. That's down 7.5 bushels roughly from a year ago. You would have thought it was more, and maybe that's why we took a tumble here today. The funds have been big buyers for the last week. They were up to 109,000 contracts yesterday. Tonight, I think they're long about 84,000 contracts. But if something shakes out here and this Dow really takes a further bath here than the last hour, you got to wonder out here. So the funds are heavily long corn. They're long heavily in the beans and the oil and the wheat now. So if the winds have changed out here for whatever reason, there's a lot of risk to the downside. Right now there's an awful lot of profitability in corn and beans. If you're not doing something to protect it, anything. We've seen these markets fall apart too quickly, too many times. We saw the wheat rally $2.50 in 14 days. Can we give it back in 14 days? It's certainly possible, but we could still make a new high. My point is, you got to protect it. Do something out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.